AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A powerful storm has flooded roads across much of Oklahoma. The floodwaters are so high that the cars in a shopping mall parking lot in Oklahoma City are underwater. Highway Patrol Captain Paul Timmons.
The Department of Transportation has been out checking the storm drains along the interstate, making sure they're not clogged up with any debris or anything.
He talked to KOCO-TV about the storm. Meteorologist Brian Hurley says the rain Oklahoma is getting now is just the latest in a weeks-long deluge.
We're seeing rainfall rates over 2 inches an hour, but we've also got some considerable river flooding concerns as well because of these rapid rises in these river stage levels.
At one point, high water closed at least 15 highways across the state of Oklahoma. Mostly peaceful protests in Cleveland.
No justice! No peace! No justice!
Though there were numerous arrests overnight after a judge cleared a white police officer of manslaughter in the shooting deaths of a black man and woman. We found Jasmine Howard at a rally yesterday. She says the not guilty verdict in Officer Michael Brillo's trial sends a message.
In this society, we allow cops to kill with impunity. The Brillo verdict kind of shows that.
The judge said it wasn't clear that Officer Brillo alone fired the fatal shots. 13 officers in all fired at the speeding car after it backfired in front of a police station, and officers thought someone inside the car had a gun. It's a landslide in Ireland where voters have said yes to same-sex marriage. Ireland is now the first country in the world to approve gay marriage in a national vote. Gas is $2.74 a gallon on this Memorial Day weekend, down 92 cents from last year at this time. This is AP Radio News. Brooklyn's Greenwood Cemetery is the final resting place of thousands of Civil War veterans. And on this Memorial Day weekend, it is holding a special commemoration. Here's our Julie Walker.
Greenwood historian Jeff Richmond says they've spent the last 13 years identifying the graves of 5,000 Civil War veterans buried at the cemetery.
These people made tremendous sacrifices. Many of them paid with their lives for what they believed in.
15-year-old Ira Nawash Zamborski helped mark the graves with flags and lights for the commemoration.
I care for this country. I care for the people that died. And I just care for the community.
The Memorial Weekend event also marks the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Julie Walker, New York.
Happy birthday to Michigan's Geraldine Talley. She is 116 years old this weekend, the oldest person in the world, according to a research group. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.